The modern game of golf comes from Scotland, where, in the mid-19th century, it also became a subject for artists. Now, WRTI's Susan Lewis considers the relationship between art and golf in Victorian Great Britain, as a Philadelphia Museum of Art exhibition spotlights an 1847 masterwork.
In the golfers, over 50 people, men in top hats, women in long dresses, and even a girl selling ginger beer, gather close to watch the last strokes of a match at Scotland's famous St. Andrew's course. Philadelphia Museum of Art Associate Curator of European Painting before 1900, Jennifer Thompson, says the 7-foot-wide oil remains one of the most celebrated paintings in the genre.
Because it sort of reminds you of a history painting, of a sort of grand historical subject, which is in fact filled with people, and in this case is recording a match on the golf course, so I'm not sure how we might think of that in terms of a great moment in history, but of course for many golfers it is.
Artist Charles Lease was likely documenting an actual match with artistic license.
It's generally thought by historians of golf that the match must have occurred. I think it's unlikely that it was observed by 50 people.
The exhibition also includes other objects, including sketches, early photographs, period portraits, a long coat, a couple of clubs, and a feather ball.
It's three pieces of leather that are stitched together, and then inside they would take a gentleman's top hat, fill it with either chicken or goose feathers, and then all of those feathers would be crammed into this very small ball, which would then become very hard and was painted white.
Today, the four major golf tournaments are the Masters, the U.S. Open, the British Open, and the PGA Championship. The U.S. Open, first played in 1895, will be played at the Marion Golf Club in Ardmore near Philadelphia from June 10th to 16th.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.